Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
England were made to wait by both the rain and some dogged New Zealand resistance before eventually claiming a 2-0 series victory with a 247-run win in the second and final test at Headingley. Lunch was taken early after England had removed Brendan McCullum, and following a lengthy delay, New Zealand were bowled out for 220, having been set a nominal 468 to win. Graham Swan picked up figures of 6 for 90. Stuart Broad removed the dangerous McCullum with a brilliant caught and bowled, before James Anderson pulled equal of Fred Truman's mark of 307 wickets, winning the game with a wicket of Trent Bolt. Play was initially delayed as the forecast rain arrived, but when the teams did get onto the field, England did not waste much time before they struck, Broad diving to his left to latch onto a leading edge from a mistimed McCullum drive. New Zealand's captain had made just one. Following a further delay, during which lunch was indeed taken, it took England a little longer to see off New Zealand's lower order, as Doug Bracewell and Tim Southee launched a counter-attack, but victory was eventually wrapped up when Anderson had Bolt caught behind to complete a highly satisfactory start to the summer for the home side. New Zealand will hope for better luck when they take on England in the first of three one-day internationals this weekend. Now, while England were lucky enough to escape the showers and get the result they needed, the same was not the case in county cricket. Rain in both Taunton and Worcester means that the eighth round of the LV County Championship will have to wait until tomorrow to get underway. The first days of the matches between Somerset and Yorkshire and Worcestershire and Essex were both abandoned without a ball being bowled, and not even a toss took place.